Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Okay, welcome back everyone to A World Powerfully Transformed. Today, I want to be talking about what is God for you? And this podcast today is going to set up a series of podcasts where I will be inviting guests from different faiths and perhaps different spiritual paths or people who don't even consider themselves spiritual to talk about what is God for them and see if we can come to the place where all of our experience meets. Because this thing that we call God is so different for so many people, and some people don't even have a concept of God. It's a rejection of a power outside of themselves. But what I'd like to do in this series is to get clear in our minds what is our relationship with ourselves and with the universe? What is our relationship to the whole of creation? What is our relationship, our ideas, our beliefs, and our philosophies about who we are, why we're here, how we are connected or not connected, how the universe works, all these amazing ideas that we have. We know that this idea of God has permeated human society for forever, for many thousands of years. And we know that what we hold in mind will produce manifestation after its kind. The thoughts that we hold in mind produce after their kind. This is the law of mind action, according to New Thought. And in Unity Principles, which I'm going to be talking a lot about today, We talk about God as absolute good, everywhere present. And we know that in that principle, if we view God or the Creator or creation itself as absolute good, then it's an energy of good. It's a consciousness of good. It's everything good. And so in that light, it becomes singular. If God is love and only love, which we believe here at Unity on Cape Cod, then there can be no opposite. The opposite to God doesn't exist, according to A Course in Miracles. That we have made up a world in our imagination and manifest or projected that outside of us and therefore experience both good and evil. But what I want to express today is my experience of what God is for me and also what I've learned in Unity through Unity Principles about this wonderful experience of consciousness that we call God. And in order to do that, I want to use our book, Five Principles by Ellen Debenport. In the first chapter, God is All, she says something very wonderful, which I truly experience, that life is consciousness. What we hold in mind shows up as our reality. Mind, in this usage, comprises thoughts, feelings, and beliefs centered in the brain and in the heart. If you want to know what's in your consciousness, look around at your life. The universe has delivered what you have focused on, what you've expected and believed, consciously or not. With your own divine power, you are the creator of your experience. And of course, we'll explore that later in Principle 3. But in Principle 1, in the absolute realm, all is one. God is all there is, or good is all there is. God is absolute good. We might never comprehend the ground of being while we are in human form, but we know it and we sense it and we can learn to trust it. I love that. So imagine living in our oneness with God or with good. Life would still have all its human difficulties, but our view of them would be changed. Rather than battling an outer enemy, we would take charge of our lives from within. We would transcend our labels of what is good and bad, and we would live in the flow of the universe. Nothing might change in our outer circumstances, but in our interpretation of them, our understanding would take on a new meaning. And that's what we're trying to look at, is how has our understanding of God or creation taken on a new meaning for us as we have evolved spiritually? I personally believe that many of the conflicts of society, if not all of them, have been caused by using outdated theology, outdated beliefs and thoughts and doctrine that don't fit our new experience. So we've been trying to apply them, these outdated beliefs, to this modern day world. And it just doesn't fit. So what I'm attempting to do in this series that's coming up very soon here on our podcast is to interview several different members of our community and ask them, what is God for them, and how does it show up in their life, and how do they demonstrate it in their life? How do they demonstrate their beliefs? And how is it evolving, you know, as a species, as humankind? How is this experience of what we call God evolving in our understanding? Because what we understand and believe and feel, that's what we're projecting onto the world. So I want to read the meditation from Principle 1. If we all can get a little still now and just enter into the stillness with me. That's it. Just breathe. And let these words come from your own mind. I enter into the stillness to align myself with the one mind, the one presence that permeates all of creation. I feel myself as part of this creation, connected to all of nature and all that exists. I am the light and the darkness. I am the oceans and the land. I am the rocks and the trees, the fish and the birds, the beasts of the earth. And I am one with every human being on this planet. In this oneness, I sense the order of things. I feel the divine love that moves in me and in every molecule of the cosmos. I know the divine intelligence that is the foundation of all that is or ever will be. I am one with all. And as we breathe in this truth of our oneness with all that is, let us remember how powerful and divine we are, no matter how we define it. We have a divine nature. And that brings me to what God is for me, is that God is me, that I am God. The very essence of God is what I am. Everything else about me that does not fit the God standard, the God principle, is something I made up, and it no longer serves me. Principle 2 in Unity says, human beings have a spark of divinity within them, the Christ Spirit within. Their very essence is of God, and therefore they are also inherently good. This is the one thought, the one prayer, and the one principle that continually helps me to affirm the goodness of humanity, despite what we see outside of us, despite the conflict and violence that we see in the world. We have to bring out the best in others by seeing that they are inherently good. I love this because I was going to read from John chapter 10, and I turned the page in the Five Principles book, and here it is. Jesus answered them and said, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'?" So it was in the Old Testament, and Jesus was just repeating the universal truth that we all are powerful, divine beings, that we all are gods. We all are part of the one presence, the one power, the one creation. We are not all of it as we have presented ourselves in separate bodies and separate personalities, but we are connected still, even in our apparent separation. And so we can experience the allness of God right where we are. He also says in John 14, which is absolutely one of my favorite scriptures, "Truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these." So if you're out there worshiping and praising, well, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you for where you are on your path. However, perhaps it's time to consider that you also can do the same works Jesus did. And in fact, as he said, you will do greater works than he has done. I love that. That's the kind of teacher that I want. That's why Jesus is my way shower. That's why I've always been attracted to the metaphysical New Thought Christian path, is that there is a mandate from the master teacher that you're going to have to do the works that he was doing and greater works. So it's calling you to excellence. It's calling you to exceed the teacher, to exceed the master. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. But when the student is truly ready, the teacher disappears. You don't need them anymore because you have become the master of your own reality. And to me, that's what he's talking about in John 10, that you are gods. You have become a master of your own reality, the god of your world, or the manifester, the creator of good in your world. You're manifesting good, and you're manifesting love, and you're manifesting that which is in your heart. And you're seeing the divinity and the inherent goodness in everyone, and you're bringing that out in everyone. You're expanding and expressing and extending that into the world. This is why we're here. We're here to be God's perfect love. So to me, God is perfect love, and so am I. To me, God is perfect health, and I will demonstrate perfect health. God is perfect harmony with the universe. God is perfect power. God is intelligence, the intelligence of the universe, that which knows. And so am I. God is spirit, and so am I. The Bible says many things that will correlate with all these teachings, that are the foundation of these teachings. God is spirit. It says in the Bible, God is spirit and must be worshipped or acknowledged in spirit and in truth. So taking a doctrine and taking this idea of God and shaping and forming it into a male figure that judges and condemns or blesses is something that human beings have invented. We are asked in the Bible to do the opposite, to see ourselves in the image of God, which in the Bible is spirit. So I am spirit is a very important thing. I am that which I am. I am actually God. Not all of it in this incarnation, but part of the whole. Like a water drop is part of the ocean. It's still water. It's still H2O, and you are still God. So with principle two, we are broadening our understanding of the first principle of the absolute good. We broaden our understanding of God with principle one to a field of love and intelligence. God is not a being. It's a field of love and intelligence that is the foundation of the universe. God is not a supreme being watching and judging and parenting and protecting us, but rather the substance of all that exists, including us. In that light, we need to reevaluate who we are as human beings and revisit the roles that we are called to play in creation. Most people, I'm still reading from the book, The Five Principles. Most people still want to believe in a God that knows and cares about the details of their lives, right? A being, a father figure. And we want to know, we want to believe that that being can make a difference in what happens, or at least in how they feel about what happens, right? And how we feel about our lives. Even with the concept of God as the ground of being, as impervious to our dramas as the air we breathe, that personal relationship with the divine has not been lost. Listen to this. This is so important. With principle two, it merely has been relocated inside of you as you. So we still have a personal relationship with the divine. It's just not to something outside of us. Now, you know, that's a little difficult for people to understand, but Ellen Debenport explains it on the next page. She says this, It took years for me to understand a new concept of self in which I am an expression of God. It helped when I formed a new concept of God that is both transcendent, all there is everywhere, and immanent, personal, within. You see, this new concept includes both the transcendent and the immanent. And for me, you know, I've always experienced it that way. It's just I'm really grateful to be around people who were able to express it. And that's why I love unity so much. The language of unity is so important to me. It really describes my experience perfectly. So I'm just going to go on a little bit more with this because it's just wonderful. I love it. People who insist that humans are divine are often accused of thinking that they are God. And the secret is, we are. Just as every tree is God in expression, just as every sunset or newborn child or act of mercy allows us to witness the divine, we too are expressions of God on earth. We are the divine expressing in human form. Isn't that wonderful? So she goes on to say, a little bit down, further down the page, this is the crux of principle two, that we are the divine in human form. We are expressions of the divine in human form. That, our essence, is of God. And I would say that this is the foundation for basically every spiritual path that I've ever encountered in my life. And I have searched and looked at and been part of and experienced just about every path possible in this world. And what I love about unity is that it allowed me the space to have my own experience to say, what is God for me? To have that experience and to allow that experience to change, to grow, to expand, to not be static in one belief over another, but to allow this wonderful experience of the presence of the divine within me and all around me to be both transcendent and immanent. And that's, to me, the new wave of awakening that's occurring in this world. There are so many who are saying everyone is waking up, no matter if you have that intention or those words or those particular concepts in your mind, it doesn't matter. Energetically, we are all evolving to a higher spiritual consciousness and therefore a greater manifestation of love on earth. And this keeps me going. This absolutely is the time and the place where we can truly take the time to ask ourselves the question, what is God for me? What is creation for me? What is love for me? What is peace for me? And allow that experience to fill up my consciousness, to permeate the cells of my body, and to expand out as manifestation from my divine mind into this world. So I can truly say that by the power of love, by the pure substance of love, I bring into manifestation my world according to truth and in harmony with all that is. So in these weeks to come, I want everyone to ask themselves the question, and have the experience. Give yourselves time for the Spirit within you to answer deep in your heart, what is God to me? And so it is. Ask the question, hear the answer, and witness the results manifest in your world. And so I'll see you again. We will be talking more about what is God to us with faith leaders from around the community. And we want to just say thank you for listening to A World Powerfully Transformed.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.